How would you like to achieve longevity and anti-aging with regenerative medicine? Dr. Tommy Rhee will tell us how to achieve this. And what's so special about Dr. Tommy Rhee is he's a developer and leading expert in cell-free regenerative medicine. And he's the founder of Regen, author and sport chiropractor, and he's a former UCLA and team chiropractor for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he has spent over 4 years developing Regen, a topical regenerative technology designed to activate cellular signaling without injections or live cells. And he's also the author of The Future of Regenerative Medicine and a sought-after speaker on the science of recovery, performance, and biologic activation. And I'm so excited to hear about this because I think millions of people worldwide are looking for solutions that are non-invasive, that are not going to have like any side effects or long-term damage, that will still achieve the objective of anti-aging and longevity. So tell us about how can an entrepreneur or how can a person achieve longevity with regenerative medicine? And what does that even mean?
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrascu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you and your followers. I guess the big thing is, anti-aging, longevity. You're trying to achieve that elongation of your lifespan or active lifespan into the 80s, 90s, and then still have that active, that youthful feeling. So you have to go down all the way to like the cellular, the molecular level, and find out what are cells doing. What do we need to do? Are they dying off? Are they going into like a zombie state? Or are they just not getting the right information to do its proper functioning job as a cell? So once you figure out what's going on, and then you kind of find the little secrets, there's a lot of secrets out there, you know, in addition to the regenerative medicine, like a topical application, maybe a nutrition, it's the way your lifestyle is. There's a whole bunch of secrets out there. And then you're trying to find those secrets and you're trying to get to that world of being active at that older age. So in my pathway, I'm a sports guy. So I work with elite athletes and my primary care is about the tissue and how to heal it fast. If it's from a workout or if it's from an injury, I want them to recover faster. Now what happens with that is that when they become that perfect type of like sampling of like, hey, it works as far as taking this type of cells and the information from the cells to turn on your own existing tissue to say, do your job. Now you can, you know, kind of like translate that into not the musculoskeletal stuff. Now you can go into other type of tissue that we need for vital organs and function in our body. So it's about just communication and signaling with the right information to our existing tissue to do its job. So I know it's just a broad stroke, but in essence, you are trying to understand on the cellular level what is going on. So it's a very complicated case, but I try to simplify as much as possible.
Thank you. Tell us what happens in situations where people don't actually live that long. Is it that their cells tend to be sick or what happens and how can that be prevented?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that possibly can go wrong when you look at that type of like, you know, ending a life shortly, right? I mean, besides trauma and all those type of acute situation, when you look at the aging process, you have to look at what are our cells doing? Our cells need to do its job and duplicate. We need to regenerate the cells. So we want a cycling. We want to like utilize the ability to like get rid of the old cells and bring in the new cells, that 1-to-1 ratio. So you want to think about like a good washing system. You always hear about those stories like, you know, in 60 days or 90 days, you can change behavior. Well, you're changing because the cells that you had before and the pattern and the behavior you're doing is changing too. So then you become that new person. Well, that's cells. So as we age, the information or the signal that we're getting from our body to tell us to do our job is starting to decrease. The signal is starting to be lessened. The information that we're supposed to give to our cells is not there. So now we don't have that 1-to-1 ratio of, you know, destroying and building, destroying and building. Now it's becoming like maybe 2-to-1, two, you know, destroying, one, rebuilding. And that's where we start getting to the aging process, you know, wrinkling. We lose that elastin, the collagen in our skin. We start seeing our function, our body deteriorate. We start being injured more often. And then when we get injured, the recovery is longer because we don't have that perfect type of cell and the signaling in those cells to do its job. So it's about that secret weapon, the cells and the signals.
Thank you. Tell us more about zombie cells. What are these zombie cells? And how can someone prevent getting these zombie cells or replace these zombie cells with cells that regenerate and cells that kind of like keep us young forever?
Mm-hmm. So zombie cells is just a generic term. It's just the cells dormant. So we look like something like an adult stem cell, right? So we have that throughout our body, and it kind of like dictates what our cells are going to turn into. So each part of our body has its own type of structure. If it's muscle, tendon, ligament, organs, it has its own structure. And it has like a template. That template tells, you know, what to duplicate into. So when these cells go into a thing called replication, which is like, you know, like the RNA, DNA, and they kind of split. They think, remember, biology is called mitosis, and you split into, you make daughter cells. Well, we only get so many of those things. You only get so many of those, kind of like those transcriptions or those kind of like those movements along that mitosis or making daughter cells. So then there's a little protective mechanism in the end of our chromosomes. If you remember chromosomes, so it's basically the codes. The codes, they call it like, you know, like information to say what we're going to turn into. Well, at the very end, you want to have something to protect the codes, because if you don't have that protection, these codes will mismatch. And when you mismatch, you go into the world of tumor formation or some type of irregular growth. So those mechanisms are there to help us prevent that stuff, right? Well, the problem is that when you start duplicating, you only get so many of those things, and then that telomeres, those little caps, stop. So they stop the actual process of that mitosis or cell division. So now that's why you call it a zombie cell. It just sits and is dormant. You have to figure out how to make those telomeres grow. Well, believe it or not, there's an enzyme out there called telomerase. That enzyme increases telomeres. We have it in our body, but again, as we age, those signals start decreasing. When they start decreasing, that ability to keep those telomeres in its normal length decrease. So now you have to introduce something, some enzyme that have that ability to increase those telomeres. And that's what you have in those signaling information from the stem cells. That's what this is all about, is about the information signal that's utilized from those stem cells in the form of EVs, little teeny like cell-free molecules, and then you get it near those zombie cells or those senescent cells, and then now telomeres grow back to its normal length, and then you need a next signal, which is telling the actual cell to do its job, and it does its job. So it's like a 1-2 punch. The first one, get it out of the zombie state, and the next one is the information to do your job.
Thank you. So how can regen help someone to stay looking younger and feeling younger for a longer period?
Well, when you look at an injury, starts depleting the signal very fast. So a lot of factors involved with just being injured. You got the aging process, and you just have to remind yourself that when we were young, we can heal fast. But when we're older, that signaling, that information is not as strong as we were younger. So then now you have to get that information in your body. So what regen does, it's an easier application. So right now, you know, stem cell and the information or the EVs is delivered by an injection. Well, regen, because we're using what they call the cell-free molecules, it's a lot smaller than the actual big mesenchymal stem cells, smaller. So now we have the ability to do a transdermal type of movement through the skin with a topical application. Once you apply that, here comes the information. Here comes the signal to tell your body to do its job. Get it out of the zombie state, and then now regenerate. So then when you do a workout, when you do any type of exercise, or you're injured, your information is weak. You have to get a stronger signal to tell your body to rejuvenate, regenerate, and get back to its own healthy self.
Thank you. Do you have any case studies that this regen works? And if so, how many people have already used it?
Okay, so there's a lot of study on just the components of the EVs, extracellular vesicles, because each of the information in the form of protein, like, you know, microRNAs, cytokines, just information that's already, like, researched, it's out there for just, if you think about, like, what you're trying to do. You do one thing, which is like the information to tell the existing tissue, like a muscle cell, which is called a satellite cell, to do its job. So there's a lot of research just on that particular information. And that's what the stem cell has in there, those EVs, those signals. So then that research is already stabilized. Then you say, all right, how do I apply it? Then when you apply it, then you have the case studies, right? So the case studies we have a lot. We have athletes that have done great experience with regen, because when you do the injection is very invasive. When you do invasive world during a season, then they have downtime. So they're not really eligible during the season to do these kind of injectables. So now when you look at regen, it's a topical application. There's no downtime. Now, I have several athletes that have done like a grade 3 Achilles tendonitis that they were going to pop it no matter what. You know it's going to go down that pathway. But because of regen, they were able to sustain the whole season without, you know, progressing it, in fact, healing it. And then the most important thing, they weren't reporting it. When you report it, then your worth is less. So that's the big thing with these athletes. Then just an everyday person, we have cases of a pre and a post x-ray of a neck. So the neck shows an instability of the cervical region because the ligament has gone into like a tear. And when you tear a ligament, especially along the axis of the ligament, the cervical area, you get the instability of the cervical. So then you got a little bit of displacement. So we have the x-rays before. Then they use regen, and 6 weeks later they did a post x-ray, and you can see the stabilization getting better and better. Like it's gone from a grade 3 to grade 1. So that tells me that the ligament is healing and it's holding better, that piece of segment that's kind of like displaced. So we have cases like that all over the place.
Thank you. What areas can regen be applied to in order to reduce pain or discomfort, and also to gradually lead towards longevity and anti-aging?
Yeah. So the way I look at anti-aging is, number one, it's about your activity. You have to understand activation is very important. Activation in the sense of moving, walking, exercise. And when you're injured, you're prevented to do those things. So it's about getting you back to activity. So when you ask about what body parts, what, you know, where do you apply? Well, it's like every joint, everything that you hear the word arthritis, you know, if it's like, you know, osteoarthritis of your knees, your ankles, your wrists, your whatever, you apply it there. And what that does, it restores you back so you can do that function of activity. When you get that activity in your body, now you're going into the world where your body starts functioning better, because we're a body that likes to be in active motion. So when you're in active motion, well, then your body functions better. There's nothing worse than being inactive and then you have maybe a virus or you're getting sick. You'll go down that cascade of being, like, you know, real sick fast, unless you understand about the activity component of it, where you're already prepared for that. You have a strong immune system, you're very strong in your cardiovascular, and then you can combat that easy, where you can keep going forward into that longevity world. So I always think that you have to think about the activity first, and then because of the injuries, prevent those injuries, recover from that, and then continue on with the activities to be that elongation of age.
Thank you. Tell us more about the time frame it generally takes for regen to see an improvement in the condition that an athlete or a regular person could kind of notice.
Well, here's a great thing. So right away, when you apply regen on your area, which is, let's say, your knee, you'll feel pain reduction right away, because there is a signaler called interleukin 10 that does it inhibits the inflammatory process in your body. So when you inhibit inflammation, it reduces inflammation, and right away your pain decreases. Because most of your injury is not really the tissue that's torn, it's the inflammatory response, the excess swelling in the area that feels like my knee doesn't feel stable and I feel like I'm floating, because you have the excess fluid. You got to reduce inflammation. So right away you have the pain reduction. Now, as you continue on, because regen is a 30-day process, it yields as much as the injectable. So that 30 days, that process is about anti-inflammatory and delivering the actual signal to the damaged tissue. So once you start getting that information to the cells, it's going to take its time. You can take 2, 4, 5 weeks after the actual initial contact with regen, and then you'll start seeing that tissue get back to its normal self.
Thank you. What kind of conditions can regen?
Okay, just think about everything with sports related. Anything repetitive injuries, sprains, You know, you sprain your ankle, you get that jumper's knee, you get that morning low back pain. Those are the classic things. Anytime you have that repetitive injury, because when you look at repetitive injury, it's because the joint is going into a little bit of, like, how would you say, like, osteoarthritic situation where you're starting to lose that joint space. You're starting to decrease the fluid in there and the cartilage. You've got to grow that cartilage back. There's no other way besides regenerative medicine. You've got to get that growth back in there, because when you get that growth back in there, you're going to avoid that bone-on-bone compression, and you're going to have that normal fluidity in the joint where you feel normal. Because sometimes it takes a while for you in the morning to get going because that joint is decreased and the fluid is kind of like reduced. You got to start pumping it back in there.
Thank you. Can regen help chronic conditions?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's really for. Think about, like, it's just repetitive injury. So if you're like a person that uses a mouse all day long, well, you're going to start having pain, not in your wrist. It's going to be on your outside elbow called the lateral epicondyle. That repetitive overuse of that mouse and flicking that finger up and down will turn on that tendon and elongate it and overuse it. When you start overusing something, it starts getting a little bit of microtrauma. When you get the microtrauma, then you start getting that pain because your body thinks it's torn. So then it's going to inflame, it's going to restrict, and it's going to really kind of protect the area. Then you start feeling that muscle like kind of tighten around the area because it's making a natural cast. So you got to cease it. When you have that repetitive motion, you've got to either speed up the healing process or stop that activity. Well, you're not going to stop the activity because you want to continue working. So you have to speed it up with regen.
Thank you. In my case, I have like, you know, like when the feet are a little bit inclined like this. And I'm noticing recently that it's kind of affecting the side of my knees. And I'm wondering whether regen can help me or whether I would need to first get to a podiatrist to adjust my feet first and then after that to kind of get regen to help with the knees.
Yeah, I think it's almost like you can do the two together. You have to start with your foundation. Your feet have to be leveled and you have to have the right biomechanics. So the knees will do that. You know, if you get your knees like bowled in a little bit, they call it genu valgum, and the other opposite is genu valgus. Anyways, when you have that kind of like that deviation because of your feet's improper foundation, you've got to correct the foundation. You want a nice applied pressure on your knee and your ankles. And if you deviate too much where you're starting to put a lot of pressure on the inside part of your knee or the outside part of your knee, well, then you're not giving an even distribution. You're going to start wearing down either the meniscus, the cartilage, and then you're going to start going down that cascade of that repetitive pain. And then with that, you're going to change your biomechanics. Now you're going to change your hip. You're going to change your low back. And then you'll start seeing the pain start moving from your knees to your hip to your back. So you've got to start from scratch. But then once you figure things out, you can always apply regen because you're destroying tissue too fast. You've got to keep regen to keep it stabilized, but you also have to correct at the same time.
Thank you. For people that don't have necessarily any condition, but they just want to look younger, does regen help people to kind of reduce their wrinkles or just to look more youthful?
You know, the regen formulation right now is not for the dermis. It's not for the skin because it's more so it's a deep penetrator that gets down to the tendon muscle. You know, eventually we'll move that way, but I'm a sports guy. So my expertise is the connective tissue of like the joints and the muscle and stuff like that. But absolutely, you know, you can see there's a lot of good information about the topical stuff for like facial cosmetic. There's maybe down the line I can move that way, but right now, because of that deep penetrator, it's going to bypass the skin and go right to the deep tissue.
Thank you. Tell us some more case studies of athletes or regular people who have used regen and any great benefits they've had from that.
Okay. Just like the football player with the Achilles tendonitis, we had a basketball player, so he had a jumper's knee. So these guys, they're tall, they have long limbs, long bones, and in that area where their knee, the very bottom portion of the knee, it's called a tibial plateau, where the kneecap, the patella tendon, inserts into the tibial bone right there. Well, when they were growing up, they grow so fast, they get this thing called Oschlosslaughter's. It's basically where the bone is trying to come off because the tendon is too strong and too tight. It's because the bone grows too fast and the muscle doesn't catch up. So when they grow up with this thing, they have this kind of chronic knee pain that shows up here and there. Well, as they get into the professional world, there's a lot of stress and push in that area because you're constantly jumping. You're applying a lot of pressure on that component where it's the knee where it attaches into that patella, attaches into the tibia. Well, that's where that tendon is being compromised. So we had a basketball player that was going through a lot of knee pain. And the worst thing about the NBA is that there's like leagues, right? You start off in like the collegiate world and you go into this minor league and it goes into the major leagues, you know, they call it like D League or something like that. But he's moving towards that way. Now, the problem is that they all have some sort of knee pain because of that lengthening of the bone and that trauma when they're jumping and stuff. But in his case, he was moving well and he had to be careful because when you identify an injury at that early stage, they kind of look at you like, okay, you're not 100%, so we're going to have to like think about the future if we're going to invest this kind of money into you. So that was one of his big concerns. Just like any athlete, you always want to make sure that your worth is exactly exemplified by what your performance and your health history is. So with this guy, we had to understand that his tissue and the belly of the muscle, it needs to be lengthened, but more so the tendon need to be healed faster. And then he can't stop working out because he has to continue working out. So we made sure that Regen was applied on that knee. It sped up the healing process of that tendon and we elongate the muscle. So now with that, his pain was reduced. He was able to do better jumping. His performance was better. And more importantly, he got into the big leagues.
Thank you. Why is Regen better than other solutions that athletes or regular people use for pain or strain or joint discomfort?
Well, going back to where, so right now, currently, stem cell therapy and the actual cell freeze, but the only way they deliver it now is through an injection, and that's very invasive. So if you have that particular basketball player, well, you have to inject the area. Well, you have a primary injury, now you have a secondary injury with the needle. So now you have to recover from all these things. With a topical, you avoid a secondary injury site. You're just putting it right on the tissue, and the transdermal component goes right to the skin, to the deep tissue to heal. So that's what's really fantastic is no more invasive stuff, no more risk factors of maybe a possible infection, no more like doing that. Like what, God forbid, if you go in there and you actually maybe hit a nerve, and then you hit a nerve, it could be a motor nerve. When it's a motor nerve, now you can't use that particular muscle. So those are risk factors you want to avoid. Just like surgery, we all don't want surgery, but if it's the last thing we need to do, we do that. So try to do everything conservative prior to going to that last big step.
Thank you. Where is Regen available to purchase and how affordable is it?
Okay, so Regen right now is to other providers. So you can call your doctor and then they will call me up or just contact me. Go to my website, Regen, REHEEGEN.com, and then you can read about the actual product. But more importantly, go onto the email component, you know, and send me information about where you're at, what you're looking at, and then I can find you a provider in your area. I'm brand new, so that's difficulty. Now, the price point, that's a tough thing because this is human tissue. There's a lot of processing there. You know, injectables cost like $5,000 to $15,000. In our retail world, it costs between $1,000 to $1,200 for the actual kit. But the kit yields as much as a $5,000 to $10,000 injectable. So it's a fractional cost.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to share about Regen? If not, tell us where entrepreneurs or suppliers of this particular product can connect with you, like people who may want to become suppliers for this product.
Yeah, for you guys, just remind yourself that, you know, the retail price is for your customers. Of course, I'm the actual manufacturer. I sell it to you at a different price. We'll discuss that when you contact me at info@regen. And then if you're a distributor and you want to be a distributor and you want to put it into your, you know, like maybe a med spa or some type of, maybe you're a sports doc or you're some type of holistic person, it's the most innovative regenerative medicine practice out there. It doesn't have to do with any type of provider. It's not one of those prescription. It's just a communication between you and the patient, and then I provide the product. And then just contact me with email.
Perfect. Thank you. Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.